Blog Talk Radio.
It's your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2. Want to say good afternoon. Hope everyone is having an awesome day. And as always, 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 got to thank you, my supporters, as my platform continues to build. And it inspires me to know when I've took someone advice or y'all took my advice, because, you know, y'all email me all the time and give me advice on how and what to do on the show. So I do take it, and thank you for your advice. But I'm thankful for the people that took my advice and just changed your life around or just build your different dreams or whatever it is you want to do. Remember, I tell people, if you want to be successful, you got to surround yourself around positive energy so you can focus on your plans and your provisions. Remember, this is what this show is all about, inspiring, motivating, and networking in the best possible situation. Remember, guys, life is like a puzzle. You got to figure it out. This is your life, your dream, and your reality. Again, I'm looking for my independent artists to email me your MP3 submissions to opentalk2yahoo.com so I can get your music on the rotation. So don't forget that. Last week on the show, had the lovely have and have not, the beautiful Miss Renee Lawless. She was definitely up in here with us last week. Today on the show, got my independent artist straight out of Miami. Got Trail P rolling up in here with me. Y'all, he going to be talking about his new projects, what he's working on, his current projects, the songs he has dropped. So definitely stay tuned for that. All right, y'all. Y'all know what time it is. Got to give y'all mess, your gossip, a little reality. You know how y'all like it. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
I see MJ and a half.
JJ.
JJ. What's going down? Girl, wait a minute. Before we get to our love and hip-hop, I was told today that Apollo is going to jail. I mean, I knew he was going to go, but, oh, my God, he got 8 years?
8 years.
Oh, so did he go to jail right now?
No. He's on bond until he actually gets his date that he has to turn himself in.
Oh, my goodness. So he's going to do 8 years fed time.
Yep, 8 years, and then after that, 5 years supervised probation.
Oh, that ain't nothing for him, but that 8 years, oh, my
yeah.
God.
We'll see, you know, I've some good time, but you know, that's fed time. That's like country club.
Girl, that's day by day, though.
I know it's day by day, but you know something will happen.
He'll probably won't do the whole eight years, so we'll see.
Ooh, lordy, lordy. Okay, so let's go to all the love and hip hop to Atlanta. It was all about Benzino last night.
Yeah, Benzino, poor thing.
I know. But you know what, my boo, he always proposes everybody he's with, so.
Yeah, I just don't think he wants to be alone. You know, I think it's just one
yeah.
of those things.
Yeah, I don't blame him. Because he's
especially
over 30,
after he has a second look on life. So,
yeah,
you know,
yeah. He should be thankful for that for sure.
Yeah,
and
his mom had passed, so he probably had a real emotional point in his life.
Yeah, and old Jocelyn and Stevie J broke up, girl. What about that?
Well, you know, it was. I mean.
it was going to happen sooner or later. I mean, the way you got them is the way you lost them, pretty much. So, and she didn't even said herself that, you know, the reason why that girl slept with Stevie is the same reason she slept with him. So, hey, you know.
Yeah.
Opportunist.
Yeah, opportunist. So.
And they called Ty one, but, you know, hey. But at least he got married to the girl and signed a prenup, but.
Yeah, he did. I know. Ain't that something?
Yeah,
but
that was last
you know,
minute though. I mean, I understand some of the stuff, and I don't know, just 48 hours or less than 48 hours, just not enough to look over stuff. I don't believe.
No, it's not. But you know, Candy, she do stuff at the last minute.
Yes, she does. That's
that
Candy.
Is. That's our Candy though. We love her. Did you enjoy the wedding?
You know what? I thought it was gonna be really flamboyant, but you know it was not bad, and she looked very nice. I'm not really a fan of the dress, but she looked really nice. It fit her to a T.
It did. Well, you heard she say she had that little that corsta on. You know, she had the little thing on. So,
but I don't see anybody else to walk like her.
But you know what? I looked around the few people that did show. Only one from the cast was Portia, and I think Lisa Wu was there. I think. But they didn't have our girl.
No, Sheree was there.
Sheree, okay. Well,
Sheree came with Lauren.
There. Right.
Yes,
but
Sheree came with Lauren.
There.
You know, Phaedra was in the wedding.
In the,
and,
right, right. But
and
I was,
Cynthia and Peter were there.
Who?
Cynthia and Peter were there.
Well,
Nene had something else. I can't remember what she had going on because she couldn't come. But Cynthia and Peter were there. Somebody else was there, I want to say.
Oh, Gone with the Wind, Fabulous. She wasn't there.
Well, of course not.
She wasn't there.
They did invite her. I don't know what was going on. Maybe she was with her African prince.
Maybe so. Mm. And that's another rumor that they stir in the pot. They saying NeNe may not come back next season because something about more money.
Yeah, and then Bravo denied her the money or whatnot. So
yeah,
it'll be interesting to see her on a Real Housewives, because when you know, she's the longest running member of the cast, so.
Right, right.
Not there, it'll be the last season it'll happen.
Ooh, yeah, that's going to be really, really, really interesting to see that.
Yeah.
Girl, I don't know. Mm-hmm. What else is going on?
Let's see, what else happened?
Something else happened.
You know,
CeeLo Green,
a reality show. I don't know if you checked that one out.
Which one?
CeeLo Green from the Goody Mob.
Oh, no. Uh-uh.
He has a on TBS.
Hmm.
The Good Life. Just pretty much the Goody Mob. I guess they're going to release an album or whatnot.
Okay.
And just doing crazy stuff. That show is funny. Like I said, it comes on TBS.
I can't wait till the Hollywood Exes of Atlanta come out.
Around, what, August, right?
August, yeah, August. And then, of course, my babies are back. My Preachers of L.A., they'll be back.
Preachers of L.A. Yes,
baby, I cannot wait. I cannot wait.
Like it's going to be very
yes.
Yeah, buddy.
It's going to be on and popping. That's right. They're my boys. I, you know what? No matter what the controversy is, those guys can preach, and that's what I like. Each one of them have their own.
He loves Dietrich Haddon for some reason.
Oh, yeah. Who don't love Dietrich? Is the show.
He
loves the show. And the second one is my favorite, Pastor Jay. I like him. Then
yeah,
Run.
Pastor Jay, yeah. He's cool
OG.
With it.
Oh, yeah, Triple OG Run. I got to watch him.
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's it. I guess that's it, because I don't know. I don't got nothing else.
I don't think there was nothing really out there. Like, no other
something
shows. I mean, Married to Lettuce,
but I can't think.
It was like she had her doggy show or something, her doggy clothing show.
Who? Quad on Married to Medicine. I watched that show. I wish it went out with a bang, but it didn't really go out with a bang. But I guess that was okay, too, so I don't know.
Yeah, I just wonder if it's going to come back next season, because to me the storyline is getting old.
Yeah, it is, you know.
I think a lot of these reality shows about to run its course.
Yeah, it is. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Well, all right, MJ, thank you for rolling with me today, my dear.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. All right, that was my girl MJ. You know, we got to give you a little dirt, a little gossip, a little reality. We know how y'all like it. You know, I had the pleasure of speaking to Vano, a Kentucky boy, you know, him and DJ Wait. They dropping a track. Actually, check out my interview in a few days. I dropped their track. You'll hear it first here at Open Talk, too, so definitely check that out. He has a good little vibe, so I don't know. All right, I'm going to take a break. I'm going to give you your blast from the past. And when I come back, I'm going to have my Trail P bouncing up in here with me. So don't move. You hang with your girl, Cindy, right here at Open Talk 2. Be right back.
All right. Blast from the past.
I'm overruled by my senses. My thoughts must be diminished. To my thoughts should I finish. Back these gimmicks, riding round getting it. Living with my lyricist, physically my physicist. Script from me missing it, yeah I'm getting kisses. Spoke from my witnesses, particles that specimens. My love be the testament, my love.
Today on the show, I got a hot artist straight up out of Miami. Hey, he doing big things. Y'all better watch him. He coming for you. Welcome to the show today. I got Trail P. What's up, Mr. Trail P?
What's good, everybody? It's Trail P. What's good?
Well, tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Who is Trail P?
Well, my real name is Dr. Trail Potters, but my rap name is Trail P.
Okay.
I was born and raised in Miami. I'm a December baby, December 29, 1993. I'm a Capricorn, and my hobby was always basketball, but this music thing started coming to me when I was little, so I'll put aside basketball and I do music, so, and I've just been following the music dream, so.
So how did you get into the music industry?
Well, I got started in the music industry when I was a youngin'. My mom, she had got a job as a music consultant for this independent label, and it changed her life, and in doing so, it, like, opened her kids' eyes to a whole new type of environment, so I started just seeing different things.
Okay. Well, what did you growing up listening to? What kind of music or what artists did you growing up listening to?
Growing up, I listened to a little bit of everybody, you know, but Eminem was that guy that gave me the most inspiration, you know.
Okay, Eminem, all right. I like Eminem. Have he made anything new that you know of?
Well, he made a new song called Monster with Rihanna.
Oh, really? He collaborated with Rihanna?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. Well, are you working on any current projects? Are you in the studio working or...
Well, I mean, yeah, I'm in the studio. I'm currently trying to promote my two singles, Diamond Mines and Don't Call My Senses, and I'm going to be working on a mixtape, Trail P, I Was Born, and then the album Urban Stories will be coming out soon, so I'm trying to get these things jumping.
That's what I'm talking about. I like this Don't Call My Senses. I like that one.
Thank you.
That one cool. That one cool. I'm gonna play a few of them on my show, so don't worry about that. We're definitely going to get them out there. Well, if you had any chance to collaborate with any artist, who would you want to work with?
I mean, if I had a chance to collaborate with somebody, it would most definitely going to have to be Meek Mill, most definitely. The way he spit, his verses, the hypeness, the swag, I love it all. I wouldn't mind dropping a song with the whole MMG squad. That's just how live I think they is, you know?
Oh. Is he like really a hot artist out there right now?
Mm-hmm.
No, the one you would want to collaborate with.
Yeah, Meek Mill.
Yeah, Meek. Okay, Meek Mill. Okay, now I know who he is. I couldn't think of who he was right off the hand. You know, I gotta catch up with y'all young folks. Well, tell me, what does hip hop mean to you?
I mean, hip hop means to me it's like a passion of everyday life. You know, like what others try to share among each other. So we can understand each other's feelings and the way another person thinks and how similar we are to each other. And we just bring that out in music, but not only hip-hop, but in all type of genres of music, you know. So that's pretty much what I think hip-hop means to me.
Okay. Well, what words of wisdom would you share to these other young OGs that's trying to get their feet wet? You know, they're trying to get their music out there, too. What words of encouragement or wisdom would you tell them?
I would just say, do this because it's your passion, not just because it's a way to make money, but just because you love it and writing music is so connected to you. And all you think about is music in your head. But if it's your dream, follow it because dreams do come true.
That's true. You couldn't have said that better. I like that. The main word, like you said, you got to have the passion for it. Because if you don't have the passion for it, if it's all about the coins, it ain't gonna work. Not right off. You want to give out your Instagram or your Twitter or anything?
So follow me on Instagram at Trail P. You know, it's T-R-E-L-L-L apostrophe P. Once again, T-R-E-L-L-L apostrophe P. you can follow me on Twitter at TrellP1. You know, like, keep checking on me with my music and things like that. So just stay tuned with me.
All right. Mr. Trail P, thank you for taking the time to call the show today.
Thank you for having me.
All right. That was Mr. Trail P, straight out of Miami. Gonna drop his other song. Had Don't Call My Senses. Now I got Diamond Mind, so definitely check it out. All right, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to the show today. Y'all make sure y'all tweet him up. Y'all make sure y'all Instagram Trail P. Check, reach out to him. Hey, he's a cool little dude, and I like his jam. So I'm going to jam him when I hang up, so hey. But thank y'all for listening to the show. Again, hope y'all enjoyed it. I'll be back next week. Next week on the show, I'm going to be having Tyler Perry, Single Ladies. Going to have Miss Coco Brown up in here with me. So definitely check that out next Tuesday, 6:30. Y'all make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at Open Talk 2. Like me at Facebook at Open Talk 2. You got any ideas, storylines, anything you want to share? Y'all make sure y'all email me at opentalk2@yahoo.com. Again, I'm looking for my independent artists to submit your MP3 submissions to Open Talk 2 so y'all can catch my Friday show on nowhiphop.com. So definitely check that out. Y'all Google me up and check out my YouTube video where I went to the BET Awards. So definitely check that out. Y'all support me on that as well. And I'm out of here.
Touch for an eighth, can't escape me now. I'm the man. Go to Camelot West with my niggas, I'm a band. Ever since I was a youngin', getting money been the plan. So I learned and started thugging and I gained the upper hand.
If I know,
money,
if
I
know,
got it. Yeah, never been a problem. Beef is nothing, I know how to solve it.
Yup, yup.
Loud pack in my lungs, you can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumpin'. Money, I got it.
Yeah,
never been a problem. Beef is nothing, I know how to solve it.
Yup, yup.
Loud pack in my lungs, you can catch me on the block. I got the whole hood jumpin'. First
two,
I be on the same shit, aiming at your brain like I'm trying to rearrange it. They ask me while I'm shooting, I tell them it ain't click,
click.
And I swear I'm on fire.
Fire.
It's like I can't miss.